Satirical news matters. That's according to Sylvia Knobloch Westerwick, a communication professor at Ohio State who has been studying the effects of satirical news shows like The Daily Show and John Oliver's Last Week Tonight. She joins us now to talk about her research. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for your interest in my work.
So your new study basically says people choose satirical news based on their existing beliefs, and then these shows reinforce their beliefs as much as watching serious news. Talk about how exactly you carried out this study.
We created an online interface on which people would see 8 little blurbs on a news topic. The news topic was either immigration, gun control, or climate change. And then they could pick a news clip that would either be satirical, or it could be a news clip that could be the regular kind of news that you see on television. And they could also see whether the clip that they would choose was leaning Democrat or Republican. So they had these choices between regular news, satirical, or left or right leaning, if you will. And what we found was that people generally chose more often the regular news if they had high political interest, but those who had low political interest were definitely leaning towards more of the satirical clips. We also found that generally people pick the Democrat leaning if they were Democrats themselves, and vice versa, so a Republican would be leaning towards the Republican news clips.
You say the results show people who had a lower interest in politics preferred satirical news. This makes sense for people who generally prefer entertainment over straight news, but it's also slightly worrisome because people are having their beliefs reinforced by really what amount to comedy shows.
Yes, very much so. This was one motivation to do this study because we all would like people to engage also with views that they are not holding already so that they engage in deliberation and also see other people's viewpoints. And we were hoping that satire might actually help with that so that you might be more willing to look at something that does not align with your views if it's meant to be funny so that you're not feeling that you're being persuaded. But we didn't really find that. Only the Democrats were more open towards other viewpoints in the satire clips. The Republicans were very much showing, if you will, a confirmation bias. They would always go for the Republican-leaning clips, no matter whether they were real news or satirical news.
These satirical shows, they're not necessarily inaccurate, right? And they might in some cases be more accurate or at least even more even-handed than say, a Sean Hannity or a Rachel Maddow.
Even-handed is a big word. I would say they often use regular footage, so the information that you're getting might be just as good as in a regular news show. So the framing, the commentary, whether you see this is accurate or correct, very much depends on your viewpoint. There's really no accuracy in those opinions. So other research has found if you're leading Democrat and you see something that's leaning Democrat, you will find this accurate. But if you're leaning a Republican and you see something that's leaning Democrat, you will find this inaccurate or biased. So there's no truth, if you will, in terms of opinions.
If there's a message here for the hosts of these shows, people like Trevor Noah or John Oliver, what would you say it is? Is it they have a lot of sway over their viewers, or is there a message for them here?
The message might be people pick out what they believe in already. So oftentimes these shows might be reinforcing pre-existing views, which is something that you find in other shows as well. So we should just not dismiss those satire shows as just being funny and inconsequential. They definitely have an impact. And we also found that they have an impact on people's political efficacy, how much they feel that they can influence politics. So your own everyday engagement in politics might be affected by watching these shows as well.
Sylvia Knobloch Westerwick is a communication professor at Ohio State who has been studying the effects of satirical news shows like The Daily Show and John Oliver's Last Week Tonight. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.